Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our special guest who joins us now. Let me say that, of course, some of the great pizza parlors in New York City, and whether it's Totone's at 1524 Neptune Avenue, Coney Island, Brooklyn, whether it's John's, and I believe that address is 256 Bleecker Street, whether it's Lombardi's on Mulberry Street in Little Italy, those are three of so many great New York City pizza parlors, pizzerias. You could talk about Patsy's. There's so many Pizza Park. And my neighborhood is excellent, but there's a number of terrific, as everybody knows, that's for sure. However, tonight, we honor a certain individual who owns what is tonight, and he certainly hopes for many nights to come, the greatest pizza parlor in the tri-state area. The name of the place in Belmar, New Jersey, is Frederico's. And Mike Morin is the owner of Frederico's, and Mike joins us now. What you did today, and, well, first of all, thank you very much for a couple of minutes of your time.
Absolutely. I'm honored.
Well, we are all honored because of the heart you have shown. What you did, and we've mentioned it a couple of times, and only happy to give you as many plugs as we possibly can.
Thank you.
What you did as the owner was to take out a loan so you can pay your employees, your workers that you had to let go. And you're to be very commended for that. First of all, how many employees did you have?
We have 20. Currently, we're pretty much, other than the waitress, everybody's pretty much here working because we do a lot of delivery and takeout. So, but we're you know, the thought was before, you know, this craziness started, my brother and I talked and said, you know what, let's try to you know, take care of our help. That's like family for us. I mean, people that have been working for us have been here through thick and thin. I mean, we've been around for about 24 years in Belmar, and you know, we got to take care of our own, you know.
You have a loyal clientele.
We have a great client. Belmar is a great area. I mean, I have kids that were 2 years old now that they work for me. Like my manager, you know, she started as a bus girl. You know, it's just great people. And we felt it was our duty to take care of, you know, the people that take care of us.
Yep. You're going to go to heaven because of this. Here's my question. You don't have to tell us how much was the loan that you took out, but were you able to get the money that you wanted to get for this loan? In other words, whatever it was that you were asking for, did you get it?
Yes, we did. We got a... We took a $50,000 home equity, or not a home equity line of credit at the bank across the street. We went, took it, and we said, if we need it, it's there. Hopefully, you know, it is what it is. You know, if we have to close for 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, then we at least have enough to give our people who are the best employees ever the you know, because. You know, they take care of their own. A lot of them have children. I mean, pay the rent, get food, you know. the day-to-day stuff. A lot of people work, you know, it's week to week. So we didn't want our people to worry about having to scramble and borrow and not have things. So that's why we did it. So
you're talking about the best employees. What do you think they would say about you at this point? Obviously, they would probably not be able to come up with the word speechless. Probably is the right word to use here for what you have done and what they must feel for you at this point in time. What if this virus continues for a number of months and the money that you did get from the loan is no longer there? Then what?
Then we have to figure out something else. I mean, if it comes to that, hopefully it doesn't, then we'll try to, I mean, it's crazy about all the support we're getting now. You know, we'll have to, you know, do something else. We'll all pull together and do something else.
Have you had much business?
It's been amazing. I'm sitting here at the store right now, but uh-huh. I had to stay because I was getting calls from all over the country. These great people all over the country that are donating. They want to help. It's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced because it's just, I got a couple calls from Atlanta. I got New Mexico. I would say today we took about 30 calls of people wanted donating. So what we're doing, because we're like just scrambling right now, what we're doing is we're taking the donations because a lot of people want to donate pies to certain people that don't have money or aren't making it. So what we're doing is we're taking, like this morning we dropped off, I think it was 40 pies to Mammoth Medical, to the ER.
Oh, great.
Tomorrow morning, tonight we dropped off 15 pies at the Jersey Shore Medical. We're dropping 30 more pies off at Jersey Shore Medical. This is all like donation stuff that people, it's keeping my employees working. And now we're going to give to the people on the front lines, the real heroes that are taking care of this issue for us, the medical staff, the cops, the firemen, EMS workers that are all on the front line. So that's what we're doing. And at the end of the day, it's keeping our people working as well.
We are talking with Mike Morin. And Michael is a part-time saint, or maybe better said, for tonight, a full-time saint. He works and owns, he's the owner of Frederico's, our designated pizza parlor, the best one in the tri-state area as we speak tonight. Frederico's is in Belmar. What's the address?
It's 700 Main Street in Belmar.
And the calls that you have gotten, as you alluded to, the calls you got from Italy, I hope the callers you got from Italy didn't want you to deliver.
No, we're not going to Italy. We'll get to them later. Yeah. We're going to plan on doing it. I had a gentleman in Kansas City. He was so excited. He wants me to mail him a pie. So I told him to email, give me all his information, and it might not be now, or it might be the next, like, couple days, but I will definitely get him his pie.
It might be kind of messy if you send him only a slice in an envelope.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll try to freeze-dry it or something. We'll figure it out.
Well, I know other places that ship and deliver. I mean, I guess you would have to use dry ice, yes or no?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We'll figure. We'll experiment with that. We'll figure. We've had people... We've taken it on airplanes, but no, nothing through the mail yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, do you serve slices? I mean, or do you have to buy a whole pie? Slices,
we do everything. It's a restaurant dining room. Like I said, we closed down the dining room part, but the pickup delivery is open. You know, we do right now. Our hours are 11 to like 8:30. But the past couple of days have been so busy, and we have to apologize to our customers that it's the overwhelming, once this article came out, the overwhelming support everywhere, and we totally appreciate every person that has called. And I apologize, some of the orders were, you know, a little you had to wait a little longer than normal, and I do apologize for that. But it, I mean, I appreciate everyone who's calling us, and our stance now is like, I don't even know how this got blown all the way up. I mean, my brother and I, this is just the kind of people we are. We wanted to do something to take care of our employees. Like I said, they are like family. He just said he had a fun, actually a comment. He's like, honestly, Mike, it's people over profit. That's what we're trying to do. Take care of your people. That's all we ask.
You know how rare this is?
When you think about it, your people will take care of you if you take care of them. Might not be now. Might not be, you know, if something happens and, you know, down the road, you know, it could be, they're saying, what, another month, 2 months of this? But you know what? You got to take care of your people that have taken care of you for so long.
What a wonderful and just terrific on your part. I mean, really, you stand out, and you deserve this kind of business. Tell us, before we let you go, what is the most popular pie from your place?
Wow. You know what? It's the new one we added. Was the everyone likes the grandma. My wife likes the margarita. Margarita is good, though, but everyone likes the grandma pie.
Yes.
So I would say right now, probably grandma.
You know, from garlic and sausage?
Yeah.
Garlic and sausage. And with the garlic and sausage.
Really?
You get orders for garlic and sausage?
We do. Is that your favorite?
It is.
Is it? All right.
It is.
You know, if you're ever in the area.
Here's the thing. You don't have to. I didn't say it for that. but listen, I'm certainly not going to refuse it if it ever comes. The important thing is that you are doing what you are doing and helping out a lot of people, including, of course, your own employees. Give us your address one more time. Give us your address, and we'll let you go.
All right. It's Federico's Pizza in Belmore, 700 Main Street in Belmore, New Jersey. And one last thing I want. Our biggest thing now is for all these small, everybody to start taking care of the small businesses that are still open in the area. Like I said, everyone's calling me from all over the world, all over, you know, the United States, where our thing is now, let's take care of the mom and pop shops. We gotta stick around.
Yeah, well, you've made that very, very clear, and by saying it is one thing, and doing it as you have done is another. You are to be commended. And it's just a great thing. I know that if you do sneeze, that you would do so in your armpit. However, God is going to bless you anyway. You deserve that.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Our pleasure. And thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
You got it. Actually, we called him. Frederico's in Belmar, Mike Morin, the owner, doing the absolute great, great thing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.